The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked about the Indianapolis Colts and how they have come up on the wrong side of so many games. The same way with the Cincinnati Bengals leading into Thursday night's game. The flip side of that, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs have found themselves on the right side of every game now at 9-0. And it does not make any sense as you look through each and every week. Patrick Mahomes hasn't been good.
No, and that's the terrifying part about it, is that we are sitting there going, all right, at some point, he's going to figure it out, and all the great ones do, and they still have DeAndre Hopkins, who still's got some miles left on those tires. They are going to figure it out, and they will win games decisively, but the incredible part is that the F around and find out, they're not finding out about any of it.
They've won 9 games. 7 of them have been by one score.
Yep.
There are 2 more than one score wins. Against the Saints, 26-13, and against the 49ers, missing everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That was 28-18. Otherwise, Ravens, 27-20. Bengals by one, 26-25. 22-17 at the Falcons. 17-10 at the Chargers. Then you have the Saints and 49ers, 27-20 at the Raiders. 30-24 versus the Bucs, 16-14, including a late blocked field goal against the Broncos.
And it doesn't matter. Like, Mahomes is getting touched up in the pocket. He was sacked 4 times yesterday by Denver. Denver did everything possible to win that game. And they, by every measure, whether it was the final drive, Bo Nix makes a big throw on a third down to milk more time off the clock so you don't get Patrick Mahomes with a chance to get back on the field, and they call a timeout with 2 seconds to go, and it's like they are in range. Nix was able to center the ball, so they had the perfect angle for it, and the Kansas City Chiefs block a field goal to win the game, and it was one of like 4 guys could have blocked it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the guy who's catching the most heat for it is a local guy. Alex Forsythe was the tackle on the outside who naturally plays center, and he got teakettled on that play. Mm-hmm. And they went in and blocked. McAfee went in on Forsythe today saying he should never be on a field goal unit ever again. And it
kickers, man, they stick together.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he's got to sit down in that one. He's up too high, and they run a triple team, and that's why they get underneath him, and he
didn't
step,
didn't turn out. He was on his heels. Like, it was all bad, all bad, all bad. But you think of Kansas City just finding a way at the very end in winning games. I even asked this question yesterday on Twitter because I just don't even know how to describe it. I'm at a loss of words for this. So what word describes the Chiefs? Honestly.
Inevitable.
Inevitable.
You took that right out of my mouth.
I mean,
was about to say it. Yeah.
It's like, that's the thing. It's like, look, Baker Mayfield said it without saying a word on that coin flip. He throws his head back.
Yep. Yeah. We got,
because he knew.
We got inevitable as one of them. Poop was one. Cheaters, don't know that one. Undefeated, amazing. Somebody said Miami Hurricanes, which is you mess around too often, it's gonna bite you, but it hasn't yet.
They've messed around 6 times this season.
And here's the thing, Andy Reid isn't going to be the one that screws it up.
No, that's the thing is that. with Reed, you have a coach who I think ever as much as I'm so glad that he gets his flowers now. This man was vilified in Philadelphia for getting it wrong so many times.
Yeah, but I don't. But this is like what they do. It's not luck though, because
they generate their own.
If it happens enough, it's not luck.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said maybe Taylor Swift actually is a witch, and maybe maybe it is some dark magic that we're dealing with here. I don't know. I'm not going to open myself up to the Swifties. I'm not. I will rule it out because I don't want the wrath of the Swifties to come down upon me. But you sit there and you look at that's not soft. You've never been berated by Swifties before.
I have.
Obviously, sir.
I have. I'm a 27-year-old single dude.
Yeah, actually, you lived that life. But at some point, it's not luck, and it's just they find a way. They find a way, whether we want to call it luck or not. They're the two-time defending Super Bowl champs. They have done it week in and week out, and it's been something different every time. This may have been the most incredible of any of them, though, to where the opposition did everything that if you want to check every single box of how you beat the Kansas City Chiefs, they checked all of those boxes, the Denver Broncos. Don't give Patrick Mahomes enough time. You know, pick up. You got to be efficient on third down. They were over 50% on third down.
Touch him up as often as you can.
And they absolutely did that. They were efficient through and through, and they outrushed Kansas City.
Take care of the ball. Like, all of the things that you're supposed to do. And, like, it's not like the Chiefs ran for 57 yards.
Yeah.
Chiefs like, ran for 57
Denver
yards.
Denver did everything to win that game. And, nope, just didn't happen. That was, in to me, when you do it in so many different ways, that's not luck. It's not luck. It's just you find that way to win, and winners may just be the best way to describe them, is that they're just winners. This week they have to go to Buffalo, though. You can't F around against Buffalo and do it, right? But we said that against about the Ravens. We said that against the Bengals week two. We said that about the 49ers. They just absolutely beat the hell out of them. Mm-hmm. But this is a really damn good team in Buffalo that they have to go on the road to. Like, the game they're probably going to lose is the Raiders at home. Like, that would probably be the one where you're like, what the hell?
I try to tell everybody, every time those two teams get together, throw all of the other stuff out the window. It doesn't make any sense.
Same thing with Denver, though, too. Like, Denver,
the division stuff in the AFC West, man, if you go through, like, all the annals of history and look at it, it's just weird. I don't understand it. I can't wrap my head around why it is what it is. But the hatred between those teams and those divisions, it just seeps into those games, and you just kind of throw everything out.
I think Buffalo's favored.
I think it also, at home.
At home, yeah.
I think it's three.
And it's going to be a close game, so it's a pick 'em game
in
Vegas. But I think this says a lot about Denver, too, though. They got their teeth kicked in by the Ravens last time they were on the field.
They came back out.
They came back out. They went toe-to-toe.
Their defense
has been playing a lot better. They are void of weapons on the offensive side. Mm-hmm. They have struggles on the offensive line still. But Bo Nix looks more comfortable. He was starting to look like that clone of Sean Payton that he wants, of game management and being risk-averse, making enough plays at opportune times.
Did you see the bad snap? So he had his first fumble in 37 games because of a mishandled snap, but he picks it. It wasn't egregious or anything like that, but it just kind of showed how smart Bo is in the sense of it was going to be a screenplay, and the timing just gets jacked up because he bobbles it and picks it up off the ground, and free rusher comes because they're running the screen right there. And he, instead of throwing it or trying to make something happen, he just grounds it.
Mm-hmm.
And because he threw it forward just enough, but at the ground of the receiver, no harm, no foul.
Yep.
You don't take the negative on the sack. You don't get the intentional grounding. You don't fall on the ball. Like, it was a very smart play in the sense of live to fight another day.
Yeah. That's what he has to be in that offense.
Yes. And I think that forget all the throws that he made.
Yeah.
That to me was kind of emblematic of smart football. And I was like, because it's a play that's made instantaneously. He doesn't think about it. It's like on to the next. And I think so much of that comes from his last 2 years at Oregon of just like, hey, look, This one's a loss. We don't need to double down on stupid.
Well, taking a lot of those plays at Auburn, definitely learning experiences.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The broadcast said he hadn't fumbled in 37 consecutive games.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's the crazy part about them. That Denver team right now, we're talking about where are the 4-6 Indianapolis Colts and the 4-6 Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
They are 8th and 9th. They're chasing the heels of the Denver Broncos.
At 5-5.
At 5-5.
That squishy middle of the AFC, man, like there's
winnable games for Denver coming up.
Six teams, really, that are like in the mix for four spots?
I don't think Denver's a playoff team, but
no.
This was a big stride forward, and I think that all of the rookie quarterbacks have looked good. Caleb Williams is on the struggle bus right now.
You want to talk about that next?
Sure.
All right, let's go ahead and do that because as much as everybody's talking about Chauncey Billups and whether or not he should continue being coached at the Trailblazers this morning, I thought the Bears were going to make a change coming into this morning after the performance they had this weekend.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.